everyone. Today is a Q&A weekend episode where we answer your question right here on the show. If you have a question, just ask us by emailing us at contact@100mba.net, or you can send me a tweet on Twitter. My handle is BizRepublic, B-I-Z Republic. As always, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. You can check out what we do and grab a few freebies at 100mba.net. Today's question comes from Mitch, and Mitch asks, can I make enough money online to replace my current income? Mitch is currently taking home $55,000. That's after taxes. Now, Mitch is not alone here with this question. A lot of people ask, can I replace my current income while I'm still working? So when I make the transition to full-time entrepreneurship, it's pretty smooth. So I'm going to get into the details and answer Mitch's question and talk about this whole topic of being able to make a side income to replace your current income. All right, guys, let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by Xero, spelt X-E-R-O. Xero is an online accounting software and platform for your small business. With Xero, it doesn't matter if your small business is a physical one, a brick and mortar, or an online business. That's because Xero was born in the cloud and built in the cloud. That means you can manage your accounting anytime, anywhere, from your Mac, PC, iOS, or Android device. And now you can sign up for a free 30-day trial at Xero.com/podcasts. You've got nothing to lose. Give them a shot. They're wonderful. You can manage your invoicing and get paid faster with Xero. Plus, Xero randomly selects 5 people a month who signed up to receive a mystery box of goodies from Xero, plus another company that already swears by Xero. So get started with your free 30-day trial at Xero.com/podcasts. So like I mentioned before, Mitch is asking a very common question. Maybe you have this question in your head right now. You might be working full-time and looking to transition into full-time entrepreneurship, and you want to know if you can make that money on the side online with an online business while you're currently working. So basically, you want to replace your current income with some online business income. I have to start out with a very basic truth. It's moments like these that make these Q&A weekend episodes really hard for me because I got to give some harsh truths when it comes to entrepreneurship. Part-time efforts are going to give you part-time results. It's very hard for you to make a full-time income when you're not putting a full-time effort into it. This is just something that I've learned out of experience and the experience of others that I know. You know, I was side hustling as an entrepreneur for over 10 years when I was an educator. And I had some successful businesses, but it was very hard for me to get to the point where I can leave my job because it makes just as much money as my current job. And that's just simple math because I only have a certain amount of hours a day to dedicate to the business. And the amount of time and effort and thinking power and just ideas that I can generate with the time I have is limited. So therefore, my results are going to be limited. Now, this is not supposed to hinder you from starting something on the side while you're still in a job. I actually recommend that. But it's very hard for you to get the results that you're looking for, especially results like taking home $55,000 a year. That's $4,800 a month, and that's not easy if you only have a few hours a day to work on it. And for most people, they don't have a few hours a day to spare. They have maybe a maximum of 10 hours a week to spare to it, maybe a half hour, an hour a day here, and then maybe on the weekends, they can spend some time working on the business. Even if you can put in 15 hours a week into your business, it's really hard to expect to make that kind of money quickly. Now, I've seen people that had side businesses for over 5-6 years, and they make that kind of income, but it's going to take you some time. Don't expect to be able to make that kind of income in a matter of months. Now, obviously, there's exceptions to those rules, but I'm just giving you the standards, and I'm also sharing from my own experiences. So what you want to do is take a relative look at what it means to replace your current income. So say, for example, you work at your job 50 hours a week, and you take home, let's say, $15,000 a week. So for every 50 hours you put in, you make $15,000. So again, you're working 50 hours at your job and taking home $1,500 a week. So an equivalent estimation of that with an online business is if you put in 20 hours of effort and work on your online business a week, you should be making at least $550. That's the equivalent of 50 hours of work at 15,000, that rate. I just did some basic math, a ratio. So if you're not taking home $550 a week in your online business as you put 20 hours of time, then you need to reevaluate. You're not going to be able to replace your income because when you up the hours and the time and the effort, it's really not going to pay off. You're really not going to make as much money as you are making at your current job. Now, this is just a baseline kind of way to do this. Now, obviously, there's other factors involved and not exactly your effort equals the amount of money you make. But at the start, it does. Later on, when you start growing and start scaling and you have other people taking on other tasks, you can start making more exponential money and leverage somebody else's time. But at the start, this is a good way to figure out, are you at the place with your side income online right now where you can let go of your job and make an equivalent amount of money? It's still not a guarantee because you could put more time and effort and you just don't have the sales yet. You haven't grown that audience yet, but it's a good benchmark. So again, to do this, all you got to do is take the amount of money you take in a week, how many hours, divide the hours with how much money you take in every week, take that number and multiply it by the number of hours you dedicate it to your online business every week and see how much money you need to make. I also want to advise that you do not want to rush this. You want to make sure that you're growing your business in a steady fashion. Unless you have a runway, you have some savings of 18 months, 2 years, there's no real reason for you to leave your job unless it's causing you health problems or something. This is a good chance for you to start doing some minimal viable products and offers in your online business to see if you have a viable business. Once you've locked down, this is the business you're going to go full force on, start building it, start growing your audience while you still have your job and get to that point where you're making an equivalent amount of money per hour. Guys, I got a bit more on today's topic, but before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, Sidekick by HubSpot. Sidekick provides seamless integrated email tools for Gmail, Apple Mail, and Outlook. With Sidekick, you could receive live notifications when somebody opens and clicks on your emails, so you have powerful contact insight right in your inbox. This is a great additional piece of software you can add to your existing Gmail account or Apple Mail or Outlook. And best of all, Sidekick is giving listeners of the $100 MBA show its first month for free. So give them a try. It's simple to install. You're up and running in a few clicks. And they have over 200,000 users that trust Sidekick to help maintain control over their inbox. All you got to do is go to getsidekick.com/MBA to get your first month of Sidekick for free. Again, that's getsidekick.com/MBA and get your first month of Sidekick for free. If you're in a position where you want to start moving quickly in terms of moving your life from being an employee and being an entrepreneur and you want your online business to start being your full-time thing, you may want to consider bringing on a business partner. By having a business partner, yes, you're going to be splitting the profits in some fashion, in some percentage, but you also have two people working on the project. You'll have double the effort, and you may be able to kickstart your business to be more profitable more quickly than if you did it by yourself. But again, make sure you're choosing somebody as a good match for you. We have a great episode on that topic on the $100 MBA show. We'll include it in today's show notes. You can visit 100mba.net/mba315 to check that out. But the point here is that you'll have two people working on the same mission, on the same effort, building this online business, and you should be able to split the amount of time it takes to get there. All right, guys, I hope that helps. And Mitch, I hope that answers your question. Remember, guys, if you have a question, just email us at contact@100mba.net. We would love to hear from you. We also would love to hear from you through an iTunes rating and review. Let us know what you love about the $100 MBA show. What's your favorite episode? What's your favorite kind of episode? Do you like Q&A weekends? Do you like the lessons? Do you like our guest teachers or our must reads? Let us know in an iTunes rating and review. If you're on your iPhone, just tap on the cover art and click on the link that says give us a rating and review. Or if you're on your computer or any browser, just go to 100mba.net/show. All the instructions are right there. All right, guys, I want to leave you with this. If you're thinking about starting an online business on the side and it's your first business, then it's a good idea. Do it on the side. Don't quit anything right now because you're going to learn a lot of skills and you're going to learn about yourself as an entrepreneur. What kind of business is good for you as you start building that first business? You also learn if it's a viable business. You also know if your customers are interested in it and you may need to pivot or change the whole business together. And it's a good place to do that while you still have a job and an income. The stakes are not that high. And once you found what works, the business that's right, then you can start planning your exit strategy and start moving forward and becoming a full-time entrepreneur. All right, guys, I hope that helps, and I hope to see you in tomorrow's Q&A weekend episode. Kate asks, should I start my business around my passion or my skill? Another very common question. I can't wait to answer it. I get into it in tomorrow's episode, so I'll check you then, guys. Take care.